Everybody, afternoon. I'm Ying from both Xinjiang Institute of Geography and Ecology, Chinese Academy of Science, and Northwest Agriculture and Forestry University. Today, I would like to show you very recent research from soil development and plant growth under Sinai water irrigated shelter belt along Tarim Desert Highway. So as you may know, the Tarim Desert, or in Chinese, we also named Taklamakan Desert. It's the second largest shifting desert in the world, and it's located heartland of drought in Asian European area. So the annual precipitation is less than 50 millimeter, and potential evapotranspiration is very, very high. So they also have a very high wind speed. So since the 1980s, this area find oil. So oil field in this area. But to transport oil, it's need a road. So before we built up a road, but the road was eroded by sand. And for the first time, we also used a checkerboard method to prevent sand erosion to road, but it doesn't work very well. So currently, we use this kind of artificial shelter belt engineer. It looks very good effect, but in perspective of research or science, less investigation. So today I will show you some very previous research result. So it could be said the first green corridor in the desert, and the three typical plants in this area, it's both water and salt tolerant plant. It's a Kaligulum, Hollow Casino, and Taramax. And so since even it's under desert area, but just mentioned you know the groundwater is very shallow, even it's a semi groundwater. So the degree is ranged from 3 to 28. So 28 is quite a high value, I think. So for this shelter belt, it's now as 436 kilometers, and with wide is about 80 meters. So just some background in this area, we consider have a kind of frontier research question. First one is sandy soil evolution, maybe soil development, because it's under very extreme climate or environmental conditions, such as shifty sand and extreme dry, and we use deep saline water irrigation system. It has influenced the sandy material and have a very, very preliminary soil development. And also this kind of ecological engineering. So the traditional shifty sandy soil profile is like this. It looks has accumulated maybe for 100 years. And so under this climate condition have kind of particular development we are focused on, such as is soil formed or not? What ratio, what direction, what is basic processes, especially for soil physical processes evolved. Another question is plant and soil water relationship. So as you see, in this area, the plant is very special, especially very salt tolerant plant. subtypes they formed like a salt isolate. And here just to show you checkerboard that before forestry, shelter forestry build, we use the checkerboard. And here just to show you kind of root of tire marks. It's based on our investigation can up to 100 meter. It also have lateral distribution. So this figure just show what we irrigated. I want to mention if low irrigation, it could be low any plant can be available to grow in this area. So just here some results. This figure shows the before forestry and here just shows the after forestry. So it's at least plant make life and grow well. And for soil parameters, you see before and after shelter built, the pH is increased, and you see for sure it's also increased, but especially for the topsoil. And also after shelter built, the soil organic matter, total nitrogen, and total phosphorus is increased, sorry. And for some soil aggregate parameters, we mainly focused on soil dry aggregate and water stable aggregate. We divide this size. And other different shelter built, yes. So that means we take a soil sample, other different soil area plot was plotted in different years. You see soil dry aggregate actually increased with the time from 3 to 28%. Also, for if you calculate the different parameters such as mean weight diameter and geometrical mean diameter, and also we calculate fracture dimension. So those parameters, generally speaking, it's correlated each other, and especially for larger than 2 millimeter soil dry aggregate, it seems to have strong with the other parameters. So can be used to characterize the mechanical stability of soil aggregate in the shelter built soil. So for water stable aggregate, I would to say simply it's a very similar trait. So from 0.02 to 7%. And for this result, we would like to say shelter belt plantation has promoted the formation of alkaline sandy soil. So again, for the correlation analysis, all those parameters still very strong correlated, and the quantity of larger than 1 millimeter water stable aggregate can be used to characterize the water stability of soil aggregate in the shelter belt soil. So also we investigate what happens under different shelter edge water trait. So with use this finger, so you see different soil depths and different shelter belt edges. With increased shelter belt edges, the soil dry aggregate and other parameters increased, but fractal dimension increased. Also, with increased irrigation water salinization, those parameters decreased and the fractal dimension increased. So that means the different trade. What is with increase of shelter belt edge, but a lot of the reverse trade is increase irrigation water salinization. And we also found up to now the irrigation with saline groundwater with EC of smaller than 50 kilogram cubic gram liter has allowed the plant in the shelter belt to survive and seems to have positive impact on soil nutrition accumulation and soil development. So you see from this figure, the EC and pH value with irrigation water degree, it's increase. But here is a check. Check is nearly zero. So EC increase linearly, but pH is almost same. Here, why we say this value, you see other salinity of irrigation water amount 50 kilogram liter. It has the highest total P, total nitrogen and soil organic matter. But if less than this number or larger than this number, both are not good. So I think follow it to explain this. So it seems irrigation water has introduced some kind of nutrition to the soil system. Therefore, it's contributed to soil physical properties improvement. But if too large saline water degree, it should harmful or toxic the plant growth. Therefore, not good or soil properties. And also, I think soil salting crust will form under this condition. So also, saline water irrigation did it influence the normal growth of adaptive plant, which may be attributed to the plant adaptability to salt stress through root morphology adjustment. And you see from this picture, you see the generally the biomass or root biomass mostly many distributed from 30 centimeter to about 100 for three different typical plot. But you see soil water profile distribution is like this, increased with soil depth. But EC mostly the highest at the top soil. So that means the plant has greater availability or stress to develop into the subsoil compared with the top soil. So finally, I would like to use this kind of conceptual model of saline groundwater irrigation for the sustainability of the Taconamic Desert Highway Shelter Belt. So you see, other saline water actually this irrigation has improved soil properties in some way. This improvement can contribute to the plant growth environment and get better for grass to grow. And other grass grows later has accumulated this system and the root also develop. It give feedback to the soil process. So that's a kind of cycle system and so related with the soil and the plant interaction. So finally that give this kind of stable or sustainability soil development and plant growth. But I would to mention this just for our about 20 years result. So we also should have a look for the long term. Okay, with this, I think I have shared enough information. Thank you so much. So generally, this desert, the groundwater was contributed by glacial melted water. So it should be not so high salinity. But through time, it seems due to the very strong evaporation. So the rainfall introduced some kind of salty into the sandy soil profile and contributed to groundwater. So, but you see, through 300 kilometers from place to place, some place very slight salinization degree, but some place is very high.
Okay, thank you so much.